Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More delay, more disappointment for the family of Wendell Brown. He's the Detroit man who's been in a Chinese jail since September of 2016 after a bar fight in the city of Chongqing. The former Ball State and CFL football player was in China teaching English and American football to children. A night out with friends ended with a nightclub brawl. He allegedly punched a Chinese man after the man, who was drunk, threw a glass bottle at him. Brown's trial was last July. That was July 2017, and his family has been waiting for a verdict ever since. But on Tuesday, the verdict was postponed again. Here with us now is Wendell Brown's mother, Antoinette Brown, and John Kam. He's the CEO of the Dui Hua Foundation. It's a nonprofit based in San Francisco that works with the Chinese government to seek clemency and better treatment for detained foreigners. John, I want to start with you. To people in this country, the idea that nearly a year has gone by since a trial and there is no verdict, it's kind of mind-boggling. Is this because he is a Black American?
Well, I don't think so. Unfortunately, this particular problem, indefinite delays in rendering a judgment, is unfortunately quite common. There's a case of an American citizen by the name of Mark Swiden. He's been in a detention center in China since 2012, and he was tried in 2013. The judgment has been postponed 18 times. So this is under international human rights law, and this pertains to Wendell as well. This is a clear violation and an instance of arbitrary detention. You cannot simply keep delaying a judgment. As the great British jurist once put it, justice delayed is justice denied. In this case, the case of Wendell Brown, his rights have been violated under international law, and he is presently being arbitrarily detained.
Antoinette, tell me, when is the last time you heard your son's voice?
2 days before this happened. You know, me and my son, we would talk every day. We had a set time, 10 o'clock p.m., and I spoke with him 2 days before, and he was preparing to come home. And 2 days passed, I didn't hear from him. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Usually we talk every day, and all of a sudden, I haven't heard from him. Then I get a call from his number, and I'm like, oh, here he is now. But actually, it's a friend telling me Wendell's in trouble, and he needs my help. I need to call the embassy. And it's where it started.
And here you are, almost 2 years later. How frequently are you able to exchange letters?
Once a month. Through the embassy, he sent letters to me, and I send letters to him from family and friends and his son and, you know, different people that's praying for him daily.
And what does he say to you in his letters?
He talks about how much he loves us and misses us. He talks about his truth and how he know God will make sure he's okay. He cracks jokes to keep us laughing and smiling in spite of what he's going through. And he tells me, continue to smile, you know, keep happy thoughts. I'm good. God is covering me. He says, you know, Mom, I'm strong because you're strong. And he said, I'm proud of you. I see how hard you're fighting for me. He talks about how much he loves and misses everyone. And he just can't wait to hug us and tells me, don't listen to any negative energy, you know, keep positive thoughts.
John Kam, I understand you met with high-level officials at the White House and the State Department recently. What did you hear from them?
What I have heard from them is that the case is, in fact, a priority of the government. Both the White House and State Department are raising Wendell's case frequently with the Chinese government, both in Beijing and in Washington at their embassy. Now, I must say, under the guidance of Antoinette, who's doing a great job, there's a very good effort underway involving federal, state, and local officials who are, by the way, Detroit is the sister city of Chongqing, which is where Wendell is being held. So we're getting that kind of support. You're getting some responsible media comment, mostly on sports outlets. And where I come in is my ability to talk to the federal government and to the Chinese government.
And to that point, how have conversations with the Chinese government gone, John?
Well, very interesting. You know, I had a conversation recently with a diplomat, very recently. And when I went over the facts of the case, to be honest, the diplomat was quite shocked that someone would be held for what is really in China a common and relatively minor offense. Leaving aside the fact that I think Wendell is innocent, but let's leave that aside for a minute. To be in detention for 20 months for getting into a fight in a bar is really way over the line, way more onerous. I once attended a trial very similar to this, in China, an individual got into a fight outside a bar, and he was given a suspended sentence. So typically, if their sentence is for 3, maybe 4 or 5 months, 20 months is just way off the chart. So in addition to the delays in reaching a judgment, we have the simple fact that he should not be there by now, even under Chinese law. So yes, I've made that point, and to my pleasant surprise, I'm getting at least a decent hearing. I'm hoping that all this work is going to result in a good outcome that sees Wendell coming home immediately.
John Kam, Antoinette Brown, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.